You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The NBA might finally have a legitimate plan to resume and complete the 2019-2020 NBA season, but is it good for the Sacramento Kings? We'll talk about that, plus the final two games of this best games from 2010 to 2020 series, a big win over both LA teams, on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast presented by Built Bar. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings, your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all off season. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December. Yes, that includes the months of no basketball, no sports, period, because of a global pandemic. This is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George. I have the absolute privilege of being your host here on the Locked On Kings podcast. I have been a Sacramento sports radio host for over the last 5 years. I'm actually approaching my six-year anniversary in Sacramento sports radio, and this was my sixth season covering the Kings as both an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. And I am very thankful for this podcast. I'm very thankful for this position because it's helped me get through the last 2 months of no sports. And maybe, just maybe, that might be coming to an end very, very soon. There is a rumored proposal being discussed right now that the NBA is trying to work out as a way to somewhat complete this NBA regular season, get the playoffs in, and ultimately crown an NBA champion. And that is music to my ears. However, when we dive into the specifics of this alleged report, you realize that while it's good for the entire sports world and the entire basketball world, it's not too great for the Sacramento Kings. But you know what? That is okay. Let's dive in, because this report essentially is discussing the season being completed, but it being cut to just 70 games instead of the normal 82. It would be played at a neutral location, which would be Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. They have the facilities there to house all the players with all the different hotels and things there, and they also have the facilities to actually host the games. The games would be played, at least for the remainder of the regular season, the games would be played in a summer league-style format. They'd be all day long, back to back to back. The games would start in the morning, be played all the way through into the evening. So it wouldn't make up for March Madness that we didn't get this year, but it would certainly help a little bit, right? Being able to watch NBA basketball all day for probably a week or two while they complete the regular season, and then we will get to playoffs and they'll return to a somewhat normal schedule. Although, side note here, there's going to be nothing normal about this proposal. There's always going to be a little bit of an asterisk next to this season, regardless of who is crowned champion, regardless of if it's even played, because of this unprecedented situation that we find ourselves in. And this is where I fully trust the NBA, Commissioner Adam Silver, all the people making this decision. I trust them 100% in being able to figure it out and work it out better than I, than you, than all of us really could here with a microphone and a brain with infinite time to propose infinite, crazy, chaotic ideas. But ultimately, I like this idea for the most part. Now, continuing on with this schedule, they'd play through the regular playoffs, and then they would have the NBA draft in September. Free agency would begin a week after that, and the season, next season, would begin around Christmas time. So here's how this is bad, potentially, for the Sacramento Kings. If the NBA did choose to complete the 70-game regular season schedule, the Kings would have six games, to make up a 3.5-game gap between themselves and the 8th-seed Memphis Grizzlies. Basically impossible. Not completely impossible, but that would require an absolute collapse from the Memphis Grizzlies in order for the Kings to steal that spot. And on top of that, remember, they are also tied with the New Orleans Pelicans and the Portland Trail Blazers at 3.5 games back. So that would require basically a collapse from all three of those teams, while the Kings almost have to go perfect in order to make this happen. I'm telling you, it would not happen. If they decide to complete this 70-game schedule, yes, we would get 6 more Kings games to enjoy, but the chances of the Sacramento Kings finally ending their playoff drought would be slim to none. Look, I'll gladly take a few more games of Kings basketball without complaining, but I personally feel that it just makes more sense for the NBA to start the playoffs. The Kings, the Pelicans, and the Blazers are really the only teams with a reason for the season to be resumed and completed. The rest of the teams who are out of the playoff picture, they would much prefer the season just be shut down. They would be better off. Their players would be better off. Why is it worth the risk to play meaningless games? So all the teams below the Kings in the West and all the teams in the Eastern Conference that aren't 1-8 right now probably don't have any interest in playing the games above simple competitive desire. As much as it sucks from a Kings perspective, this season is an anomaly because of this pandemic and will be different regardless of what they do and what decisions the NBA makes. Every team will have their own excuses, and starting with the playoffs just makes more sense. Sorry, everybody. The NBA season was cut short. We were expecting to play 82 games, and then this global pandemic struck us. The teams who are currently in first through eighth place the day the season ended, congratulations, you are the teams that make the playoffs. That just makes more sense to me. And the reality is, the NBA wants to complete the regular season not to give teams like the Kings a chance to make the playoffs. It's about money, and it's, of course, about ratings. So let's not pretend like the NBA is doing this for the sole reason or primarily for the reason that these three fringe teams in the West get their deserved shot. It's money. Again, I feel it would be a whole lot easier and just make a whole lot more sense for the NBA just to resume with the playoffs. There's really no point in completing a 70-game schedule. If you want to complete the schedule, get the whole thing in. If not, just start with the playoffs. Before we get to the best games from the 2019-2020 and 2018-2019 Sacramento Kings seasons, I want to tell you about the fantastic sponsor here of the Locked On Kings podcast. That is the delicious Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. It's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They have 16 amazing flavors, 8 chocolate nut flavors and 8 chocolate nut free flavors. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and they're easy to chew. I am not a fan of protein bars. I have never been. I've tried plenty over my life and have never found one that I want to have more than a couple times. That is until I tried Built Bar. No BS, I'm telling you truthfully. These things do not taste like protein bars at all. They taste like candy bars. They're a fantastic snack. Such a wide range of flavors. You really never get bored with it. It never becomes mundane. I highly recommend them to you. On top of being delicious, they are incredibly healthy. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy or girl. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie and low sugar, but high protein and high fiber. Let me tell you about a couple of bars. One is my personal favorite, and the other is my wife's favorite. We'll start with my personal favorite, the Mint Brownie Bar. 15 grams of protein, 110 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. Now the Peanut Butter Brownie Bar, which is my wife's favorite. 20 grams of protein, 170 calories, 3 grams of sugar, 3 grams of net carbs, and both of them 100% delicious. And those are just two of the 16 amazing flavors that they have. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off of your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. It is time for the best game of the Kings' best season since 2006. Those of you who watched the fun 39-win 2018-2019 Sacramento Kings season won't be surprised at all with my pick for the best game. There were a lot of fun battles for the Kings and some very triumphant victories on the road to their best record since 2006, but one game in particular stands out above the rest. That's December 27th, 2018, Kings and Lakers. The old rivalry renewed inside a sold-out Golden 1 Center, 50% Kings fans, 50% Lakers fans. After being blown out by LeBron James and the Lakers just over a month before on their home floor, Sacramento earned a victory in the best way possible. A heroic buzzer beater from Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Hawks on the left wing now. Shakes goes left, beats Pauly Stein, but it's stolen. Nicely anticipated by Brandon Ingram. Challenge drops it off behind him. Got a layup. It's missed by Hart, and it's rebounded by Bielitsa. Kings come back up the floor with Fox feeding to the right corner. Shumpert's open. Three's on the way. He's got the triple. Sacramento leads it 11-4. Shump goes into the low glide. Shoulder down. Hand extended down to the floor as he rolled back up to play some defense. Fox accelerates. Finds a seam. Power jam with a left hand extension. That's as strong a put down as we think we have ever seen from De'Aaron Fox. You talk about a statement rip. Oh my goodness. 21-9. Antavius Caldwell-Pope throws to the near wing now. Lance Stevenson going to work on Justin Jackson. Kicks it back to Lonzo, going for his third triple, and he scores it. And again, reacting to apparently fans over in one section on the far side of the floor. It's now a three-point game at 30-27. Pass entered to Kosta Kuvis, top of the foul circle. One dribble, dumps it out. It's stolen by the Lakers, leading it out. Lonzo on a breakaway. He goes up for the two-hand flush. Lakers have scored 14 straight. They now lead it by four at 34-30. Kings staggering here, closing out this first quarter after the first 8 minutes were pretty doggone impressive. Kings look for the lead as they race up the floor. Fox already at the top of the arc, spins to his right. Ball fake once, leans in glass, scores! What a great poised move by De'Aaron Fox to put the Kings on top, 47-45. Spin move, hesitation, and then kind of an up and under off the glass. Two ball knocked down by Lance Stevenson, comes right back, and we are tied for a fifth time. Fox now drives hard, gets a step on ball, challenged by Zubac. Doesn't make any difference. De'Aaron Fox showing a terrific skill to his favored left. Here's a screen and roll feed. Kuzma to the rack, scores on the rotation. Lakers regain the lead. They're on top, 55-54. Kuzma has a 21-point first half. Shumpert going for a three. He's got his fourth of the ball game. He's 4-for-4 from downtown, 70-64. Lakers briefly had their biggest lead of 9 points at 70-61. Here's a steal. Ball ripped away by Fox. 3-on-2 Sacramento. Left wing feed. Shump going for another triple. Can he get it? You bet he can. Evon Shumpert knocking down his fifth three-point. That's a season high for him. His career high is six. That brings the Kings to within three with 3 minutes gone. Here's Kuzma now driving right side of the paint. Shot fake once, shuffles it off to Zubac. Ball's knocked out of his hands. It's grabbed by the King. Bielitsa had a hand on it. Fox in transition. No look pass. Goes inside the belly for the two-hand flush. Coming right down the gut. 8-0 run by Sacramento. Prompts Luke Walton to call. Timeout. Alley-oop set up. Tyson Chandler gives the Lakers their biggest lead of the ballgame. They're up by 15. It's 104-89. Here's Shumpert knocking the ball loose. Another defensive stop. Grabbed by Pauly Stein. Runs it into the front court. Circles. Almost lost it. Saves it. Gives to Shumpert. Transition three for Shump. He's got another one. It's his sixth of the night. That equals his career high. Third time in his career that he's hit six triples. It's now 104-96. 5:39 to go. Luke Walton and the Lakers take another timeout. All in the hands now. Kuzma knocked away, and it goes off Kuzma out of bounds. How about the defense right there from Bogdanovic? He gets fives from all of his bench mates and then heads up the floor. He receives a pass. Had a notion to shoot the three. Goes baseline. Pulls up. 15-footer. He's got the bucket. This is a two-possession game. It's 106-102. 4:30 to play in this ball game. Many Kings fans on their feet. De'Aaron Fox in the right angle. Feeds Pauly Stein. Two-hand flush going hard to the rim. Assist number 11 for Fox. Kings within three. It's 108-105. Kings have trailed by as many as 15 in this quarter. Now everybody coming to their feet on the lower bowl at Golden 1 Center. And Ingram, he'll try for three. Rims it out, no good. Pauly Stein with a rebound, shovels it ahead to Fox. Lead pass comes to Bogey. Bogey drives right side. He scoops. He scores. It's a one-point ball game. 108-107, 2:49 to go. Luke Walton taking another timeout. Top of the foul circle, drives right side of the lane, off balance, squares up, misses on a 6-foot lean, grabbed by Pauly Stein. Ball deflected by Lonzo Ball, grabbed by De'Aaron Fox. Fox drives into the lane, off balance flip, no foul call, Fox on the floor. Here come the Lakers back, Lonzo driving end to end, he scores on the drive, and he hurt himself, and he comes up hobbling. Lonzo Ball injured for the second time. Dave Yeager's out on the middle of the floor. He already got teed up once tonight in the first half. He was so unhappy because De'Aaron Fox, as has been typical so many times this season, with a drive to the basket and all kinds of contact, but there was no foul called. Timeout has been taken. Minute 42 to go. Left wing feed goes to Kyle Kuzma. He leads all scorers with 30, playing without LeBron James. He's on the left angle against Justin Jackson with a shot clock at 8. At 7, step back 3. He scores the triple. 33 for Kyle Kuzma. It's 115-112, 41 seconds to go. Here comes the screen from Tyson Chandler. Kuzman hesitates. Now he drives the right side. He goes glass, comes up short, falls knocked loose, grabbed by Shumpert, leads it out to Bogey. Bogey now drives on the left. He is lost the ball, grabbed by Jackson, no good. Scramble, it's still loose. The Lakers come up with it. They feed the ball with 5 seconds to go. The Kings have to foul. It was right there to be grabbed, but the Kings could not get the handle on the missed shot down in traffic. 4.6 seconds to go. Fox committed the foul. Going to the line will be Brandon Ingram at the other end of the floor, and he is 4 of 6 on the night at the free throw stripe. Now, where will the ball be inbounded? Far side of the floor, Bielitsa will be the trigger man. This will happen in a hurry. Here comes Fox. Ball fake, belly holding, got to get it in, does to Bogey. Bogey drives to his right. 3 for the win. He's got the bucket. The Kings get the victory as time expires. Pandemonium at Golden 1 Center. Oh, look at the sea of arms upraised. People jumping up and down in their seats. And Bogdanovich being absolutely mobbed by his teammates. Final score, 117-116. On a night when the three-point shot, aside from Iman Shumpert, was not the friend of the Kings, Bogey driving on Tyson Chandler, jab step right, launched from 25 feet away and found nothing but net. This is one we'll remember for a while. Oh my goodness.
Still gives me chills listening to it and remembering that moment. Thank you to the G-Man, Gary Gerald, for that great call, and to the Sacramento Kings Radio Network for providing the audio. It certainly doesn't make up for 2002, but many Kings fans felt at least a small jolt of redemption when Bogey hit that step-back three over Tyson Chandler to stun the Lakers and their thousands of fans inside the Golden 1 Center into absolute silence. I remember being truly worried when the Golden 1 Center opened about the noise level in the building not being the same as old deafening Arco Thunder. But after that buzzer beater, I knew that Sacramento would have no problem maintaining that volume and energy when the playoffs do eventually come back to the California Capitol. So what game do I choose as the best from this abbreviated roller coaster of a season? The obvious choice would be Nemanja Bjelica's buzzer beater over the Rockets in Houston. Or I could go with Sacramento's overtime comeback win against the Timberwolves in Minnesota. What about Buddy Hield's big game and the Kings' early season win over the red-hot Boston Celtics? All of them are great picks. But I'm going to go with my personal favorite game from this season, and that's when the Kings marched down to LA and defeated the Clippers in Staples Center thanks to 34 points from De'Aaron Fox and 21 total made three-pointers for Sacramento.
Barnes against Shamet, drives baseline right, spins, kicks to the far corner, wide open, Fox for three, he's got the triple. Great spacing, good delivery by Barnes, and a terrific three-point knockdown from De'Aaron Fox, and the Kings enjoy a 10-6 early advantage. Joseph goes to the left side, still on the perimeter, looking for Heal. Probes pulls it back. Probes again, hooks the pass to Joseph, swings to an uncovered Bazemore for three. He's got the triple. Kings have tied it at 33 after being down. They scored 10 straight points. In traffic, off-balance shot blocked by the Kings. Taking that shot appeared to be Rodney Magruder. He had somebody standing right in front of us on the release. It was Magruder, and the Kings get it back, and they look for the lead. Buddy Hield, left wing for three. He's got the bucket. The Kings' torrid shooting from downtown continues. They're 8 of 12 from distance. They've scored 13 unanswered points, and they now lead it by three at 36-33. Buddy Hield going for three from the near side. Buddy buckets, knocks down another triple. Kings lead by four at 39-35. Sacramento 9 of 13 from downtown. And the quick outlet goes to Bazemore, who cruises the near wing. Moves to the middle, throws to the left side to Joseph. Steps into three. There's another triple knocked down by Sacramento. They've now hit 10 from downtown in 15 attempts. They lead by 5 at 42-37. Back to Fox, still on the left side. Now he attacks, got the step, but he kicks to the corner. Joseph uncovered for three. There's three more from downtown for Sacramento. They're 11 of 17 in the first half. Corey Joseph, now 2 of 2 from distance, has a total of 8 points. Barnes races up the floor, ahead to Corey Joseph. He's open on the right wing. He'll try for three more. He's got three more. That's 3 for 3 from downtown for Corey Joseph. The Kings have made 12 threes in the first half in 18 attempts, and it's enabled them to open up a double-digit lead at 53-42. Harrell is back in. He's defending Belly. Digs to the baseline, gives to Bogdan Bogdanovich, launches for three. He scores the triple from the right corner. That's 13 made threes in this first half for Sacramento, and the lead is extended to 56-42. Fox with a screen from Dedmon, going to try his three-point prowess. He scores the triple. This is like Minnesota the other night when everybody in a Timberwolves uniform in the first half was knocking down threes. The Kings have just hit their 14th three-pointer to lead 59-44. Driving a kick, Corey Joseph going for fourth three-pointer. He's got four in the second quarter. 4 for 4. Kings lead by 18, 62-44 with a minute 15 to play in the half. 12 points in the quarter for Corey Joseph. His career high for threes is 5. He's got 4 in this quarter. Bogey takes the feed from Rox right back to De'Aaron. Roxon fires for 3. He scores his third three-pointer. In the previous 6 games, he was 1 of 17 from downtown. He's made 3 of 4 tonight, and the Kings lead it 71-54. Nemanja Bjelica with a rainbow for 3. Bring it up from the right wing. Bjelica adds his name to those who've knocked down a triple in this ball game. That's the 17th that the Kings have made. The franchise record, which has been equaled twice this year, is 20 in a game. Kings had 15 made threes in the first 24 minutes. De'Aaron Fox, who's working out on top, favors the right wing. Feeds to Bjelica. Fires immediately for 3 more. Scores 3 more. Nemanja Bjelica with a straightaway 3 that was up in the lights. That's the 18th triple the Kings have made. Here's Fox driving to the left. Looks off a defender, drives inside, protects, puts it on the glass and scores. What a sweet job that was off the dribble by De'Aaron Fox, exerting his will that time against the Clippers' vaunted defense. Fox challenged by Landry Shamet, looks left, drives right, scoops to the left hand, scores the basket. De'Aaron Fox now has 29 points in this ball game. Kings have hit the century mark, 101-84. Here's Fox, stutter step, spin, step back, fake, leans in, draws the foul, count the basket, a three-point opportunity, and De'Aaron Fox is putting on a show here at Staples Center. He's tied his career high in points at 31. Fox finds Corey Joseph, attacks the left baseline, bumped by Beverly, feeds to the far corner. Buddy Hield with a sidestep. He knocks down one up in the lights. Oh, what a big shot from Buddy Buckets. The Kings have equaled their franchise record for three-pointers made in a ball game. That is the 20th. Here's a steal by Dwayne Dedman in the front court to Heal. He's going for the record. He's got a franchise record for Sacramento, the 21st made three of the ball game. Buddy Heal, 4 of 8 now from distance. He has 14 points, and the Kings have extended the lead to 21 points. It's the biggest of the night at 110-89. Clippers will put it in play with 16 on the possession. Here's a steal by Fox. He races to the rack, hammers a spike. Oh my goodness, with a left hand. The great leaping ability by the lightning quickness of De'Aaron Fox with a steal, the breakaway. He's got a career high 34 points with that bucket. Kings lead 112-89. Rebound controlled by Heal. All the Kings have to do is advance it to the front court, and they will savor a road victory against the team with the second best record in the Western Conference. Well done, Sacramento Kings. They did it with a barrage of made three-point shots in the first half. They continued to add six more in the second half for a franchise record total of 21 made triples. And as the horn sounds, the Kings have broken a 10-game losing streak to the Clippers, and they've done it emphatically by 21 points at 124-103.
Even with the disappointments from this season, the fact that the Kings beat the Clippers twice in Staples Center this season is a fantastic accomplishment. Both those games were really, really fun, but especially that one when the Kings were making it rain from outside and De'Aaron Fox showed us why he is a star in the making. That does it for that series. All of my best games from each season, 2010, all the way to this season in 2020. I hope that reminded you that even though that decade was a really hard losing decade for the Sacramento Kings and, of course, Sacramento Kings fans, there were some great games and some great moments sprinkled throughout. Over the last couple weeks, I've gone through all of those seasons and picked those games. So if you want to go back and listen to them and hear those great moments, please do so. I highly encourage you to check them out. Use some of that spare time that I know you have to take a listen. And then let me know your thoughts. Pick your favorite games from this time period. Or out of all the ones that I shared, pick the absolute best. Let me know at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter, or you can email me at any time, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I hope you stay safe and stay healthy, and I can't wait to talk to you next week. Until then, of course, have a fantastic Memorial Day as well. Thank you to all of those who have served our country, who give us the freedom to be able to do things like this, host a podcast and talk about Kings basketball, even in the middle of a pandemic. Thank you to everybody for listening. I'll talk to you soon. My name is Matt George. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast,
part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.